We're not here to talk about cakes. We're here to talk about movies. And look, is there nothing that Matt Damon cannot do?
Why are you here?
We came to trade.
You lie. You are thieves.
The Great War is the only barrier keeping the world safe.
What is it they want?
To feed.
They are really big rabbits on the outside of that wall.
If they need Matt Damon, they are very big rabbits.
They're all good. This is really funny. It's basically an Eastern film and they've just slotted Matt Damon into it.
That doesn't go down well. Now, that used to happen many, many years ago in the 40s and the 50s, 60s and the 70s. But that can't be politically correct anymore.
No, I would suggest not. But I think what will save this film is the fact
Matt
that you've
Damon?
Got... Well, you've got Matt Damon to start with, but then you've also got some monsters in there, some fantastic effects. And look, we don't bring a 3D film to the big screens much anymore because it's really not something that, you know, everyone... You don't want to see every film in 3D, but this one is available in 3D and it would be worthwhile looking at it.
Is 3D becoming passé?
Look, I think it is.
See, I told people, I said it, and I'll find it somewhere. I said, 3D is a passing phase.
I think I remember having this conversation with you as well.
And you laughed.
I guess I was hopeful that it might stay around for longer. But look, you know, audiences don't want to see every single film in 3D. And that's okay. You just want to see the big ones that are great.
You know what's next to go?
What's that?
Automobiles. The horseless carriage is a fad.
I was told the other day that our kids won't be driving cars, so in the future.
Dear Michael J. Fox, where are your hoverboards? Anyway, let's get back to the movies.
We're putting a human on top of a missile, shooting into space, and it's never been done before. I need a mathematician that can look beyond the numbers. Math that doesn't yet exist. Before the Russians plant a flag on the damn moon. We all get there together, or we don't get there at all.
Kevin Costner. I don't care what anyone says. I like Kevin Costner.
Yeah, he was a big-name actor, and he's sort of gone into that B-grade, C-grade category now.
No, he hasn't. Not in my house, he hasn't.
Oh, right, okay. He's great. He's fantastic, and this is a great film as well. Plenty of award nominations. I don't think it'll pick up the awards for them because I think La La Land will sweep the field for that one. But Octavia Spencer and a great story about African American women back in the day when the space program was up and coming, and it was, you know, really seen that, you know, maybe women couldn't do these jobs, and so you got a lot of socio stereotyping that's being broken down through it. So. If you like your space films, if you like Kevin Costner, but if you like something to think about as well, this is going to be a great one to take a look at.
Hey, look, have we got time to have a talk about silence before
sure,
we go?
Sure, why not?
Let's have a listen.
Herrera is lost to us. He denounced God in public.
It seems to me that our mission here is more urgent than ever. We must go find Father Ferreira.
The moment you set foot in that country, you step into high danger.
Okay, am I reading this right? It's Martin Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
Two Portuguese priests go to Japan to spread their faith.
Yes.
That is an interesting premise, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Andrew Garfield and Liam Neeson in this one as well. Finally, he is the one that's been taken, so it's... This is going to be a good film. But look, it's very much a... Well, it's not a faith-based film, but it's based on faith and... There's a lot of good acting in it. I think it's worthwhile taking a look at if you like those sort of docudrama type films.
See, I like Liam Neeson, but I love the fact that everything he stars in, there's got to be a line somewhere where he goes, "I will find you.
I will hunt you down. It's going to be a gritty film, though. I mean, it's faith-based, but it's gritty because, of course, it's Martin Scorsese, so... it's going to be an interesting one. He's funded, well, I don't know if he's funded it, but he's been fighting to have this one made for many, many years.
So he's put his own dollars on the line.
Well, maybe, but it's certainly a passion piece for him.
All right, there you go. If you want to keep Liam Neeson in the lifestyle he's accustomed to, then
sounds good.
And check it out. We've had too much fun this morning. We'll chat next Thursday.
Thank you.
Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas.